You know, it's funny how God works. That's what I've learned after 7 years or 11 years of postgraduate education in religion. It's funny how God works. But about 7 years ago, it'll be 7 years this spring, we decided that we were going to add a new position to the church. It would be director of pastoral care. And a number of people sat down and began to dream about what that person who would perform those duties would look like. And you know how that goes, right? It's like when you go on Match.com. How many of you have been on Match.com? Well, I haven't, but I can imagine. You know just what you're looking for, but you can't find it. So we sat there and we said, well, it would be good to have somebody who had some experience in a hospital because we're going to be having that person go to the hospital and do some pastoral care. Okay, anything else? Well, yeah, it would also be good if that person had some experience with the difficult transitions in life, most especially death, when there are sick people and you need to know how to interact with them. It would be good to have that. Okay, anything else? Well, yes, it would be good to have somebody who has some pastoral skills, who has the compassion, the ability to listen, the ability also to know what to say and when to say it. And we wrote all of that down and we said, well, this would be great, but we won't find somebody like that. And then, guess what? God surprised us with somebody who had been a nurse in the oncology pediatric ward at Children's Hospital for 5 years, and in fact, who'd won Nurse of the Year award. And then somebody who had decided that after doing that, they wanted to go into hospice work and to deal with families and individuals who were in dire situations preparing to die. And then somebody who decided that after that, she wanted to go to Pittsburgh Seminary and go through the lay pastoral program. God surprises you. I want to introduce that person to you this morning. In case you've never met her, Joanne Swihart. And Joanne, if you'll come forward, we want to say thank you this morning to you for all that you've done. I'd like to invite Marcy Bronstein to come up too. And Marcy, while she's making her way up here, I'd like to ask Joanne if there's any words she'd like to say about the great privilege of working with me for all these years.
Well, it truly has been a great privilege to work with Tim and with you, my congregation. We moved to the North Hills about 11 years ago, and I had retired from nursing. I had retired as an assistant pastor. And then I was approached after a few years that they were looking to fill this position, and I gave it a lot of prayerful thought. And we were greeted when we walked in here by the love of so many people. This congregation reached out to us the first Sunday we came here. And this is our church family, and we fell in love with it. So I gave serious thought to this position. I was approached about would I be able to do some help here. So I gave it serious prayerful thought, and what a joy it has been to work with Tim and Beth. We had weekly meetings, and to feel the support, it's just been a highlight of my life. But as Ecclesiastes says, there's a time and a place for everything, and it's time for me to resign, which I did. We're heading out tomorrow morning to go to the Palm Springs area for 7 weeks, so we'll be back at the end of February. And we love the congregation and your friendship.
Take us with you, Joanne.
I'd love to.
Palm Springs? I didn't know that's where she was going. Well, on behalf of the Board of Deacons, who does a lot of pastoral care in some situations, we have appreciated Joanne so very much. And I am one of the ones who, when I met Joanne and I heard where our church was going and I started hearing all these things about her, that I just praised God that he brought someone into our church who met the exact needs that we were looking for. And when we put a word out to the congregation that you were stepping down, not really resigning, stepping down from that pastoral care, many people wanted to share their thoughts and their thanks with you, to you. And so we put together a book, as is our tradition.